Well, hello, welcome back, everybody. Today we're tackling part two of how to create the right action plans to help you achieve your goals.
Welcome to the Fast Business Growth Made Easy podcast, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs who are ready to start playing bigger in your business. You'll discover shortcuts and strategies from experts across the globe to help you create a thriving business and life you love. Now, your host, Yun Cannon.
So this podcast show is here to help you tackle your most pressing business growth challenges so you can get some quick wins in your business right now. If you have a question, I'd like to invite you to go to paramountbusinesscoach.com/askyoon, Y-O-O-N. paramountbusinesscoach.com/askyoon. So today's question is submitted by Stacy from Georgia, and here's what she asks.
Hello, my name is Stacy Smike Santiago, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. My question is, once you've defined a big goal for the year, how do you know what actions to build up to it so that it's going to be effective for you to achieve your goal? So for example, I want to launch a program in fall of 2017. And I understand that building my list and giving free content, building a trusted relationship with them is something that I need before I launch and ask for a buy. But what do those action steps consist of to build my list? What's the right funnel for me leading up to the program? I'm not sure how to figure out what that is. Thank you. And my website is truecareerchoice.com.
Okay, so in last week's episode, I tackled part one of my response to Stacy's question, and that's when I shared four tips to helping you get clarity on whether you have the right action plans for your business. And this week, I promised I would deliver a bit of a laser coaching session on Stacy's specific action plan, because what she did is she sent me a copy of her launch plan for me to review. So I thought this would be highly beneficial for you as our listeners at large, because when I looked at Stacy's action plan, I noticed a lot of things in common with coaching and feedback I give to many of my clients. So today is similar to a laser coaching, but I want you to know, normally a real coaching session is interactive, right, between you and myself. But since I don't have you on the line, I don't have Stacy on the line, I'm going to make it just similar to a laser coaching program, or coaching session, I should say. All right, so I also want to frame in that, this is going to be a cursory feedback in today's episode. And again, in a real coaching context, when I meet with you one-on-one, I'm going to have more time to delve deeper and I get to share everything. Okay. But in the limited time we have together today, you're still going to take away some critical nuggets that will shift your thinking and help you course correct in your own launch plan. All right. So first off, when I looked at Stacy's plan, I have to say, great job for focusing your number one goal to grow your list. And I saw that your first milestone goal was 1,000. I think that's terrific. So kudos to you for that, Stacy. The other thing that I really liked about how you created your launch plan is I like how you laid out the sequence of goals. You had three or four main goals, and then below each goal, you had a sequence of actions that you're going to take to achieve those goals. So I thought that was really well done. And the other thing I want to say is, great job, Stacy, for putting specific dates on each of those goals, because really a lot of even seasoned entrepreneurs can get lazy about it and not commit to dates to hitting these targets. But you did. And so I just want to point out, you did a lot of things well with this action plan. Okay, so let me share with you my first three discoveries that I noticed when I was reading through your launch plan. And for our listeners, Stacy has the three or four goals. And then really, when I counted up all of her action plans, she had about 60 action items. And this is going to take over the course of 7 months. So the first three discoveries I made as I reviewed that is, number one, you're not necessarily doing things the wrong way, Stacy, but in my personal opinion, I think you're doing things the long way, where you don't have to take that long. And I'll share with you some details in a minute. The second thing I discovered is I noticed you could really speed your success by simply reordering your action steps. And so the order of your plan of attack can really lengthen or shorten your whole cycle. And the third discovery I made is I noticed that there's some key details that are missing from your action plan. And they very well might be in your head, but they should be included in the written master plan, because really throughout the next 7 months, your head is going to be so full of there's a zillion details to remember. So it's better to have them in the written master plan. Okay, so those are the first three discoveries that I made. And here's the thing, you know, it's perfectly normal that as a business owner, you guys, that you are too close to your work, which makes it hard to see the forest through the trees, right? So you just don't know what you don't know, and that's perfectly normal. And that's why today I want to challenge your thinking to help you make three key paradigm shifts in the way that you're approaching launching a new program in your business. All right, so paradigm shift number one I want to introduce to you is this. Now, Stacy is trying to create an online program, but an online program, it doesn't have to get filled 100% online. And this is a complete paradigm shift from the way you're approaching it based on the 60 action items that you have. So everything in your plan is online related. But you know, in my experience, when I first started my program, I actually filled it much faster by using some offline strategies. You know, so when you're networking and you're meeting people one-on-one, you know, or when people are calling you for a free consultation and, you know, you get a chance to talk to them and understand their needs, you know, you can put them right into this program that you want to launch. And so I saw that your end goal 7 months from now is to have 15 or 20 people enrolled into your beta program. But you could get this done quicker and get a beta program started with, you know, why not start with less just to get it going and also to help you really clarify and fine-tune what the curriculum should be that's going to help people really get the transformation that they want. So for me, in my experience, I started with just 8 people, okay? So when I did my first online program, I enrolled 8 people offline way faster. You know, it took a fraction of the time. So you're looking at a 7-month plan and doing it offline, it can happen as quickly as 2 or 3 weeks, you see. So it depends on how often you're out there talking to people and so forth. But I want you to think about how you can do that. So you might be speaking already at live events. Maybe it's at conferences or associations, or maybe you're going to networking events, networking groups, maybe it's your chamber of commerce, you know, but you can utilize those offline strategies to put people right into a program that you could start in as, you know, quickly as 3 or 4 weeks. So that's paradigm shift number one that I want to introduce you to, okay? The second paradigm shift I want to encourage you to consider is this. Start with the end in mind. Because when you do that, I find that it can eliminate upwards of 80% of the work you're giving yourself. All right, so 60 action items, that's a lot. That's a lot to take on, and I appreciate that you're longer term focused, you know, with this 7-month plan. So when I say start with the end in mind, and here's what I mean. When I read through your action plan, it reads in the flow that the user would experience. And that's totally logical, right? But that approach is actually making the process for you 10 times harder, and I feel 10 times longer and more expensive than it needs to be. So when I say start with the end in mind, here's an example of that. I looked at action item number 48, and as an example, I would move that to number 2. Action item number 47, I would move to number 1, and your 49 item, I would move to number 3. So you know, that's towards the end of what you were planning on doing. And I would say start, actually, that's the first thing you do, is design your lead page so you can immediately start getting email subscribers, which coincidentally is your number one goal. So if that's your number one goal, you want to get that ability, you know, for your public and your community to do that. And so start with the end in mind, whatever it is you're trying to sell, this program, you know, have that as the invitation. So it might not be in the exact form that you're intending it to be, like online later on. But my recommendation, here's what I did, and I found it to be a lot easier, right? So because when we're saying, how can we eliminate, you know, 60, 80% of your work, because the Pareto principle is 20% of your activities create 80% of your impact, right? So what is that 20%? And so if we could eliminate 80% of this, or consolidate at least, right, then you're going to shorten your cycle so much faster and be able to achieve your goal that much easier. And so here's an example. One of the things you could consider is scheduling a live workshop. And again, this is a paradigm shift between, hey, your online product, it doesn't even have to get created online. You can schedule a live workshop. Maybe it's a one-day program, maybe it's a three-hour event, you know, depending on what you decide. But you do it live, and you can record that. And from that recording, you just record once, and you can piece that together, or chop it up, I should say, and have that turn into all of your marketing materials, as well as be the basis of your core product that you're planning on providing as an online course. Because now when I look at it, really, you know, you are making yourself really busy with creating video content every month, every week, and it's over and over and over and over and over again, creating new content. So I'm here to help you consolidate that. Let's just create 80 pieces of content, or however many you end up chopping it up to be, and record that in one day. Plus, by doing that, what you're also allowing yourself is, it's really hard to hit the mark just right on a new program without having some people to really tell you directly, your target market, for them to tell you directly what they want. Okay, so we can all guess what we think they need, but you won't be able to sell it if it's not what they want. So you want to get some people, live people, people who are in your target market, who your live workshop can deliver the transformation that you're promising in your program. And so when you have that, you're able to be able to get feedback from people at your event to help you tweak what your core program is going to look like. But like again, and what I said is that you can use that for marketing pieces as well as your core content for your product. So when you do that, when you start with the end in mind, okay, when you start with the end in mind, you have to actually first then make sure you're crafting a sizzling offer, all right? You want to make sure your core offer really is something people want. Now, in some of my other programs, I really dive deeper into the 7 steps to a sizzling sales offer. So when you're creating this workshop, you're really crafting your core offer. This is your form of what you're going to sell at the end. So this is not line item number 52 on your action plan. It is becoming line item number 1, because in order to get people to the workshop, you have to promote it and plan exactly how you're going to present it, right? And so the easiest thing I find is, you know, sales pages are great, and that's what you're going to do later on, but it does take some time to develop, you know, figuring out what tools you're going to use, who's going to put together the graphics, the copy, all that. I found the shortest path is just, for now, you start the workshop on something like an Eventbrite page, because you don't have to mess with formatting. You don't have to mess with graphics. You don't have to mess with, you know, figuring out your tools and so forth. So you also get greater visibility when people are actually looking for a seminar or workshop to attend. So this is what I did, and this is what really helped to speed this process and make it a lot faster, is just throw a workshop together, put it on your Eventbrite, but craft the offer, you know, go through those seven P's. And that's what you invite people to straight out of the gate, okay? And so that's what you're also going to use for your marketing materials, your videos that, you know, you've got on this line item. You're going to do these 5-minute Facebook videos, and then you're going to do weekly 20-minute videos, and you might do a 3-part video series, and whoo, that's a lot to create. So just get it all, you know, created in this one fell swoop into this workshop. All right, so that was the second paradigm shift when we talked about starting with the end in mind. So again, I want you to think about how you can create the core product and the marketing right from the beginning. All right, paradigm shift number three is start with one simple sales funnel. And I'm chuckling because I have all the same default tendencies, right? You hear about all of these methods. Oh yeah, I want to do that, and I want to do that, and I want to do this. And you put it all on your plan and you intend to do it. And that's where things just don't move forward. You know, it's hard to move the needle forward when you're trying to move 9 needles. And so I see that in your action plan. I see a webinar funnel. I see the 3-part video series funnel, which is a different launch funnel. You know, I see the Facebook series funnels. I see the drip feed funnel. So there's a number of different funnels that you're actually putting on your action plan. And I think you're making it harder on yourself. So look at that and just pick one funnel. All right. So if your webinar is ready to go and you have a high converting webinar, then great, go with that. But if your webinar is brand new and you don't know what it's converting yet, you know, then I would say start with that workshop, because it's a lot easier to get that kind of feedback and get that transformation when you're working live with people and you can film it. So that would be the paradigm shift number three, is pick one simple funnel. So the way I might simplify this approach is starting with a free download in that autoresponder series that happens after the free download is inviting them to the workshop. And so from that, you can then, you know, create, you've got now content to create the rest of your marketing plan. So that's one simple sales funnel that I would suggest. That's easy. I've done it, and it does make it a lot faster. So if you have a 3-part video series that does convert pretty well, and if you have a webinar that converts pretty well, as I mentioned, then certainly, you know, you can go with that. I'm just making the assumption if you don't, then the free download to a live workshop is an easy, simple funnel to start with. Okay, so those are the three paradigm shifts that I want to encourage you to make. And so if I could recap, paradigm shift number one is an online program doesn't have to get filled 100% online. You know, you can get a small group of 8 people and get it going a lot faster. Paradigm shift number two is start with the end in mind. So you don't want to start with the user flow experience, but actually start with creating what that product could be from the beginning. Paradigm shift number three is start with one simple sales funnel. All right, so that's all we have time for today, everybody. Let me say, if you want to avoid launching a new program the wrong way or the long way, I would strongly encourage you to hire an expert to take a look at your plan before you start the time-consuming process of implementing the entire plan. Okay? There is a lot of wisdom found in Proverbs 15:22. It says, "Plans fail from lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed." So for Stacy and for our listeners, I want to also share, I would be honored to be one of your trusted advisors. So if you'd like to set up a time to talk to me, just go to paramountbusinesscoach.com/coachme. And that again is paramountbusinesscoach.com/coachme. Now the first session, it's a free discovery call. It's going to help us both discover whether or not we're the right fit for each other. And you can go to paramountbusinesscoach.com/coachme. All right, so I trust you got some key nuggets and some key takeaways from today's episode. That's it for now. We'll talk to you next week. Bye, everybody.